Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs in Bali. Welcome to the Entrepreneurs in Bali podcast, turning work into pure play. That's one of my favorite quotes from Alan Watts. The secret of life is learning how to be completely present in the here and now and in what I'm doing right now. And instead of calling it work, realizing it's play. So the Entrepreneurs in Bali podcast is all about us making sure that work turns into pure play. What does it mean being an entrepreneur in Bali? How are you creating value? How are you solving real problems for real people in exchange for real money? Because that's what being an entrepreneur is all about. What are the challenges that you face in trying to achieve that so that you can stay in paradise, live a good life, serve more people, solve more problems, because then you'll create more value and get to keep a larger share of the increased value you create. This is what we talk about on this podcast. And if you want to contribute, I'll be letting you know how to do so a little later. My name's Paulie and I'm from Liverpool, England. How did I end up in Bali? Well, I'll be interested in how you ended up in Bali, actually, because for me, it was serendipity. If I go back to early June, in fact, to May, I was in England, in Liverpool, England, getting on with my life, running my business as a sales coach and marketing coach, business coach, and loving life and looking forward to the English summer. Last summer in England was gorgeous. So I was looking after a long and cold winter. I couldn't wait for the English summer. But it didn't come. It was pissing down every day. And about halfway through June, I just thought, I've had enough of this. I'm done with it. I want some sun. But I didn't want the Spanish sun. You know, the typical Marbella British holiday, or, you know, anything cliche like that. I wanted some real sun in an exotic location. I'd not been to Asia. I spent a couple of weeks in India a couple of years ago, but, you know, to all intents and purposes, I'd not been to Asia. And everywhere I looked in Asia, it was monsoon season or approaching. And in fact, I booked a trip on Expedia to Kathmandu because I've always wanted to go there. And, you know, the cultural, the spiritual, you know, at the foot of Mount Everest, you know, all of that kind of that cocktail of mystery appealed to me. And no sooner had I booked it, I realised it was bloody monsoon season there as well. So I swiftly cancelled that, and over the course of about 24 hours, looking at the map 1,000 times, checking out all the offers on last-minute holidays, I settled on Bali because I was guaranteed some sun. And impulsive, right? Impulsive to the core, as I am as an ENFP and passionate as a Scorpio, I thought, right, I'm just going to go for it. So I booked 10 days in Bali. I found myself a one-stop, in fact, a non-stop flight, which is pretty rare, 15 hours from Manchester to Bali, and I checked into the Hard Rock Hotel because I've always fancied staying in a Hard Rock. They've always seemed like, you know, really cool, and I thought this is going to be a real treat. So I did that, got off the flight, checked into the Hard Rock about 11 o'clock at night, and of course I've been sleeping on a 15-hour flight, so I couldn't sleep. So I'm flicking through the channels, channel surfing. And I ended up on Google, Googling various things about Bali and what to see and what to do and where to go. And I stumbled across this co-working and co-living concept. And I'd never heard of it before. You know, I was aware of digital nomads, this mysterious creature that existed, that managed to find a way to live this life of you know, almost impossible pleasure, you know, sitting on your laptop on the beach, knocking out a bit of content, a few blogs, a few bits of social media, and getting paid for it and enjoying the beach life. And, you know, I knew that couldn't be the absolute reality, but I was vaguely aware of this digital nomad worldwide movement, and I knew that Bali had some of that going on. But I stumbled across this co-working and co-living, and I looked at the prices of it, and I thought, I'm staying in the Hard Rock Hotel, and what I'm paying for a week or 10 days here, I could get a co-living place, you know, nice place to myself, you know, nice little couple of bedrooms, apartment, all bills included, of a good standard, and I could get completely free co-working included, where I'm working alongside other entrepreneurs who are doing their coaching, doing their online work, creating their products. And I just thought, why am I spending 10 days and spending, you know, a grand plus on this when I could stay here for a month for the same money? By 3 in the morning, I decided I was going to check out and I was going to stay here for a month. Because for me, I had nothing to go back to in England. I'm self-employed. All my coaching is done online over video, over Zoom, where I have coaching sessions with my clients in the States and Mexico and Colombia, Brazil, China, Germany. And all of the calls are recorded, so that's how they get all their coaching done. I can do it from anywhere in the world. All I need is my laptop. So I didn't need to return for work. No partner, no girlfriend. Right now anyway, so no need to return for demands of love life. My children are grown up women now. They've got lives of their own. They're only a phone call away. No need to go back for children. My mum, bless her, she's 78 now. And she does well, you know. She's in a wheelchair. She has her struggles, but she never complains. And she's only a flight away, you know, if she ever gets ill, or God forbid, you know. So I didn't need to stay there for my mum. There was no reason I had to go back to England. So by 3 in the morning, the decision was made. I checked out the following morning and I was in my first place, co-working, co-living. And I've got to make a shout out here to the guys I stayed a month with at Ballybussel. Ballybussel, co-working and co-living, amazing place, great value, great accommodation, loads going on, really, really cool guys, great co-working space. I recommend that to anybody. And so within a few days, you know, I decided I ain't going back to England. That's it. I'm staying here. Now, you know, obviously there's practicalities of visas and staying 30 days, extending it to 60 and going in and out of the country and all that malarkey. And, you know, now I'm beginning to think about, right, how does one apply for residency and all that kind of stuff. But I was set. So all I did was kind of just adapted. I was 12 hours ahead of America. So, you know, I was going to have to do my Zoom calls to my US clients and my South American clients at night from 9 a.m. through till 3 a.m. in the morning. Okay, so I pretty much had to do me work, which is 4 to 6 hours a day. I was going to have to do that at night. So that meant I was going to have to, you know, get a bit of sleep afterwards. But it did mean that my days were free. That my days were free. So I had to find, for me anyway, I had to find the various different constituent support mechanisms for my life. So for me anyway, I needed to find 12-step meetings. Got that ticked off in the first day. Fantastic fellowship community over here. I had to find a gym. Done. Sorted. First day I was here. I wanted to find a good beach club, and I know there are loads, and I found the Lawn down in Canggu, the Lawn Beach Club, absolutely awesome. Again, a shout out to those guys, great value, loved it, been there loads of times. And anyway, so, you know, there was that, then check out the beaches, and I settled on Double Six Beach in Seminyak, which is where I am now. That's where we're coming to you from. you know, so pretty quickly, you know, I was able to establish within a few days a working routine, you know, the support mechanisms for life. I'm here on my own. I've got no problem meeting people, socializing, getting involved. That's not a problem, you know. So I was off and running. And so far, so good. I'm now 6 weeks here. I'm staying down in Seminyak Beach Resort, down right by the beach. You know, I've got my apartment here where I do my calls at night, and I have my beach life during the day. I get up every morning. You know, what I found, what struck me about Bali and the Balinese people and the Balinese, the atmosphere is, it's very spiritual. There's a peaceful atmosphere. And for me, I'm not religious, but I certainly am spiritual. I've got to connect spiritually. So every morning I get up, I get down the beach. I get down the beach for sunrise. And, you know, I have some quiet time and reflect on the power of the ocean and just the pure beauty of the fact that I've been able to, out of serendipity, achieve a new life. You know, I don't know if the universe does it, but it always serves me up with far better reality than I could ever create in fantasy in my mind. I don't know about you, but it's like, get the intention right, make the step, and the universe does the rest. So I get down and see the sunrise every morning, and I make sure I get the sunset on the beach every night. And so that's how I ended up in Bali. So what about you? What got you here? What got you to this paradise? And what do you love most about it? As I said, for me, I love the atmosphere. Obviously, I love the sunshine and the weather, but the people and the atmosphere and the vibe of the place is just amazing. I just love it. It fits with my personality. You know, I'm an extrovert. I love people. I love action. I love getting involved in stuff, but I also like to reflect and kind of just be, you know, but get still, get in the moment, reflect, and enjoy the peace and the sounds of the ocean. And it gives me that, Bali gives me that unique and priceless combination. So that's me, that's what I do, that's why I'm here. So why have I started this podcast, Entrepreneurs in Bali? Because I don't think it exists. And I see in all these workplaces, all these guys and gals, and but what I do see is a lot of silence. And maybe it's just me. I've had a limited exposure to the remote working and digital nomad movement since I've been here, but I see a lot of silence, and I observe a lot of people probably doing great stuff and inspired work, but I've not yet seen loads of collaboration. I've not yet seen great community and events where all of, you know, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, artists, producers, you know, techie people, online and offline people, you know, I've not, entertainers, I've not seen or come across communities yet, and certainly not a podcast where it's totally focused on uniting people like us and talking about what the issues are and what the challenges are. So for me, it's all about, you know, as I said, it's all about turning work into pure play, because there's no way I want to be in a paradise like this and end up feeling like I'm trading me life for money and not being able to enjoy the paradise around me, which is, as I say, why I'm ruthless and engineer and set my working day and night around what I need to do. And as I say, so good, far so good. But how do you do it? How do you organise your day in your life and all the different departments of your life? And where do you get all the best service? Where's the best places you've checked out? Where's the best groups and communities and events and fun? And where do you get your growth? Where are the meetups? Where's the best personal development. I've not yet come across any personal development communities, places you can go and learn all the best strategies to start a business, to grow a business, to get connected, to learn about sales and marketing, to learn how to get your product or your service that you're so passionate about, and to learn how to turn that into an irresistible proposition for the people you serve, whether they're here in Bali or whether they're online and all around the world. Where does that exist? That's what I want to create. I want to create a place where people can come and people can share. Yeah? So, what are your motivators? What are your key driving factors that keep you here? And what's missing from the entrepreneur environment in Bali that we need to get present? Yeah, how do you construct your days? How do you balance your life between your business, your physical health, your motivation, your spirituality, your love life, your community, your growth? Yeah, your significance, your ambition. Where does that fit? Your destiny, your legacy. How does that all fit? Where do you go to get your growth and your community? Well, I want to know. And what is it that you do? Right, what is it that you do that's unique? What are you uniquely qualified through your life experience and your genuine gifts and passions that you've been given by the universe? What do you do? What do you do that's unique, that you're uniquely more gifted than other people at? Things that come to you naturally that others find so hard. What is it that you do that we need to know about? What is it that we've got that's missing, that you've got, that we need? And how can we trade value and learn from each other and create value? And what's missing from you? What do you need to learn? And how can we provide that for you? So that's what Entrepreneurs in Bali is all about. And I'm going to be coming to you from Seminac Beach every day. So watch out, every day around 5 p.m. I'll be coming to you, and I want you guys to get in touch with me. So who wants to guest on the show? What have you got that's passionate about, that the listeners, that the community that's going to build up around this podcast is going to want to hear? What have you got that we should know about, that we should listen to? I'm not interested in bringing politics to this show. I'm not interested in bringing religious arguments to this show. What I'm interested in is how young and old, women, men, people from all nationalities, all races, all spiritual backgrounds, all different niches and genres, and from all different interests and passions and hobbies, all different bloody sexual backgrounds. I don't care what you are. You are welcome. If you've got an interest in being an entrepreneur in Bali and you've got a way to support that, you've got some ideas, some strategies, you've got some stuff that you can bring to help support us and to grow our quality of life and to help us fulfill our passions, to help us fulfill our human needs, to help us grow, to motivate us, to inspire us. What have you got that you can bring? Reach out and let me know. I'm Paulie. You want to be a guest on the show? You want to come on and have a slot? Let me know. You want to profile your business on this show? Let me know. I'll be putting the social media links and everything on the Entrepreneurs in Bali podcast main page. Get out, reach out, let me know if you want to contribute. The next show will be tomorrow, Tuesday, and it'll be coming out at 5 o'clock from Seminyak Beach. You want to get with me, come down, contribute live, come down, meet me, we'll go out live together, that's cool too. You want to get online from where you're at and come on and contribute, that's cool too. You want to ask some questions, I'll be putting the link. So you got the message, Entrepreneurs in Bali, where work is pure Play with me, Paulie, formerly from Liverpool, England, now of Bali, and going to stay here for as long as I can see. There's no reason to leave. I'm loving this place. Join me on Entrepreneurs in Bali. Let's live a more fulfilling life. Let's contribute. Let's get together and contribute. Let's get our ideas and our needs met through this community. Come back to me. Talk to me. Let's get you on the show. I'll see you tomorrow, Entrepreneurs in Bali. Have a great night. Much success to you. God bless. Leaving you now, Paulie, from Bali down at Seminyak Beach. Peace out.